A new rule proposed by the United States Department of Agriculture would allow schools participating in the National School Lunch Program and School Breakfast Program to serve less fruits, fewer whole grains, fewer varieties of vegetables, and more starchy vegetables. Megan Law is the Deputy Director of Healthy Eating Research at Duke University, a group that did an independent analysis on how this proposal could impact children in different states.
The communities and schools likely to be hit hardest by these changes are lower-income communities, lower-income students who really are relying heavily on school meals for daily nutrition. But we do see that schools that are rural, smaller, or have predominantly Black and or Hispanic students have on average a more difficult time meeting the standards. And so while the nutrition standards have been really effective in improving offerings in these schools and reducing gaps and disparities, there are still disparities that remain, and based on the findings of our research, we think that the proposed changes would have the biggest impact on those communities. So again, that's those that are rural, smaller, or predominantly Black or Hispanic schools.
Lott says the reason given for these changes is they are a response to the concerns from program operators, specifically increased food waste and decreased participation. However, she says just because the standard is lower doesn't mean that schools have to adhere to the lower standard.
Regardless of what happens with USDA, if schools wanted to continue to meet the standards as they are today, they could continue to do so. So the nutrition standards for school meals are a policy floor. Schools at a minimum have to meet those standards to get federal reimbursement.
The public comment period for these rules is open through Wednesday, April 22nd. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.